Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. March is Nutrition Month, and this year's theme is Unlock the Potential of Food, Find a Dietitian. To learn more about the role of dietitians, we welcome Rebecca Decouvreur, registered dietitian at Rideau Community Health Services in Smiths Falls. Hi, Rebecca. Nice of you to join us today.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So how many dietitians are employed right now at Rideau Community Health Services?
So we have six different dietitians at Rideau Community Health Services, four through the diabetes education program, and then two from the community nutrition side.
And what is your role there?
So my role is a mixed role. I'm both on the community nutrition side, but I also spend a little bit of time with the diabetes education program as well.
Okay. And where are some of the places that a dietitian might be employed?
Yeah, so dietitians play a large variety of roles in our community and in our society. First and foremost, you probably see dietitians in the biggest expanse or the biggest space in community centers like Rideau Community Health Services or ConnectWell. There's multiple dietitians that are employed there. Family health teams, of course, your hospitals as well. They also have dietitians employed there to help people who have been admitted to the hospital or through different programs in the hospital, like a cardiac program or gastroenterology program. They would all have different dietitians who may specialize in those areas. Then there's also dietitians who work in food service departments to make sure that, so food service departments, which could also include your hospital settings as well as long-term care homes or retirement homes, and so on and so forth, university settings. And then we also see dietitians play a role in research. So, of course, nutrition research is always, it's an ever-changing landscape. So we have many dietitians in that role. Sports nutrition is a big role that dietitians play across the world, as well as there's many dietitians who are employed privately. So they have their own business and they work in an area that interests them most.
A lot of places where they're needed then, yes. I'm just wondering, what are the most common health concerns that requires a dietitian's services?
Oh, goodness, there's so many. I would say the ones that we see most or we get referrals for most in our community would be things like, would be things like heart disease or certain gastrointestinal upset or changes to the gastrointestinal symptoms such as things like irritable bowel disease or irritable bowel syndrome or different food sensitivities that have shown up in a person's life. So that tends to be what I see most in practice. I'm sure other dietitians would say differently. It just kind of depends on the landscape.
Rebecca, do we need a referral from a doctor to access those services?
So depending on where you're accessing a dietitian, but typically no. For the community health centers, for example, anybody can refer themselves. They don't have to be a client of the community health center. Anybody can refer themselves, but doctors do also send referrals our way. If they have something specific that they notice in their practice, somebody that may benefit from seeing a dietitian, they can send a referral our way.
Yeah. Okay. So this year's topic, Unlock the Potential of Food, Find a Dietitian. Now, What does that mean? How do you unlock the potential of food? What is the potential of food? I guess it's to keep you healthy and alive, right? Is there anything I'm missing here?
Well, I would say when we say unlock the potential of food, that's kind of been the highlight for a few years, has been unlock the potential of food with a subcategory. And this year it's Find a Dietitian. But unlocking the potential of food, because there's so much that we can do by changing up our diet and our lifestyle that can benefit our health. And it doesn't have to be big, drastic changes. It can be as simple as focusing on getting an extra serving of fruits and vegetables in our day. Imagine the potential that unlocks in itself. You're getting extra fiber and different antioxidants in your diet. That can be a really great change.
What all would you include in a healthy diet?
So it's different for everybody. All of our recommendations when we see somebody are going to be very individualized to them and their unique situation. We take a very long time in our first appointment just to get to know people and get to know what their diet and lifestyle is like currently. Because again, if we're trying to do a complete upheaval of all things in the diet and lifestyle, then we're not going to see as much success as if we make small, sustainable changes over time. So we really try to understand who the client is first before we get into making some changes.
If
But I,
go ahead,
sorry,
sorry.
I was going to say in general, I mean, some of the basics that we start at would be how close are we getting to what is considered our healthy plate? Or if you've seen Canada's food guide from 2019, from that 2019 update, it encourages us to get half a plate of fruits and vegetables, a quarter plate of protein, and a quarter plate of whole grains. So that's often where we can start in making some changes to create a more balanced meal throughout the day.
So, if we do eat well, is it necessary to include a dietitian as part of our healthcare team?
Not always. I would say that some people do really well on their own, but I think there's always areas that we might find some improvement. And I mean, dietitians are the experts in the area of nutrition, and so I find that even if somebody feels that they eat quite well when they come in, they still learn something new.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And eating well for one person might be different from eating well for another person too, right?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
It all depends on that individual and what their healthcare looks like at the time, too.
How do we practice healthy eating habits? I mean, we're talking about practicing here. We're talking about habits. Is eating a habit for a start? What do you think?
I would say there can be habits involved with eating, just like there's habits involved with every day-to-day activity that we may do. We can have habits around having our daily walk. We can have habits around when we like to listen to the radio, or habits around when we like to read our book. We can certainly have habits when it comes to eating. And so creating habits that are promoting health can be really, really beneficial.
How do we break those bad habits if we do have any, the habit of eating, like I used to, chips every day or something like that? I've broken that bad habit, by the way.
So, like I said before, I always encourage that we don't necessarily try to, again, it depends on the individual and how they like to proceed with things. But for most people, it tends to work better to make those smaller changes. So, with your example of chips, so if somebody eats chips every day and that's part of their habit, is they enjoy chips after supper, I'm not going to tell them, don't eat chips anymore. I would suggest, well, what other kinds of foods do you like? And can we find a snack that might incorporate more nourishing options for that time frame so that you can enjoy something that might do more for your body, that might benefit your body more so? So maybe they like yogurt and fruit, or maybe they like crackers and cheese.
Doesn't taste like chips, though.
Doesn't taste like chips, but we're not saying don't eat chips ever. We're saying maybe every other night you choose chips, and on the
Right.
opposing nights you choose the other option, and we work from there.
Right. And that's where that word practice comes in, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
certainly.
So how important is it to take our time and relax while we're eating? We rush
Oh.
through things so much, don't we, in our lives? It's crazy. What do you think?
We certainly do. When we think, so going back to the Canada's food guide, one of the pieces on the back of that food guide, it talks about how we eat. It's not just about what we eat, it's how we eat as well. And having mindfulness around our eating habits can be really, really helpful in helping us make more nourishing choices,
Now,
as well as being
can I stop
able,
you right there?
yeah.
Mindfulness while we're eating. Well, give us an example
Mindfulness.
of what that would mean.
Yeah, so for everybody, it looks different, but some examples might be choosing to sit down and eat, as simple as that, right? So many of us, I was just about to do it earlier, we're in a rush, and so we're up and standing and moving around while we're eating, and we're not actually having the chance to tune in and notice the flavors and the textures and how that feels in our body as well. Are we starting to get full? Are we still hungry? It's hard to know if we're always on the go and we're trying to eat in that multitasking environment. So as simple as, can I pause and actually sit down and eat with fewer distractions? That can be a really great step towards that more mindful eating.
Right. And the mindfulness, you know, in other words, don't think of worrying things while you're eating. Enjoy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sit, enjoy, mm-hmm. and try to choose foods that excite you too, right? If food is not something that we don't need to look at food as just fuel for our body. It is. And it's important to get a variety of foods in our day. But it should also be pleasurable.
You know, and right on that subject, as far as variety goes, you know, when we talk about the importance of balanced nutrition, what suggestions do you have for people who live alone and also for those people who don't like to cook?
Mm-hmm. That's a really tough one. And we work on it quite often, actually, because it is something that comes up quite frequently in practice. But when people are living alone or they don't like to cook or both, because it certainly comes up that way, trying to find convenient options that are still nourishing that you can help break up the week with. For example, we often suggest, especially for seniors who may be living alone, working with the Meals on Wheels program or the Heart to Home meals that provide them with a nourishing meal that they just have to pop in the oven and heat without having to rely on cooking themselves, and that gives them a break a few times a week.
Right. And that's where the dietitian comes in as well, right? For some mm-hmm. advice for that. So yeah. How can we access a dietitian?
So to access a dietitian, you can always call your local community health center. Most community health centers have dietitians on staff that can see anybody without a doctor's referral. So for example, you can call up Rideau Community Health Services and ask to speak with one of their community dietitians if you have questions or goals in regards to nutrition and lifestyle. Otherwise, you're also able to access a dietitian privately if you have, so people do have benefits, not all insurance companies, but there are some insurance companies that do cover dietitian services. And so if you have that, then you can certainly go and seek out a dietitian in private practice. If you have a really particular goal in mind, for example, there are dietitians who specialize in sports nutrition. And so maybe you have some sports goals that you would really like to focus on.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So you can certainly do it that way as well.
And Dietitians of Canada, we could Google that, right?
Yes. So Dietitians of Canada, they actually have a resource called Find a Dietitian. So you can access that on their website and they'll give you a list of dietitians who you might be able to contact in your geographical area.
Is there anything more that you would like to add? We're almost running out of time.
Yeah, I would just say there's so many things that a dietitian can help you out with. And if you've ever been curious about meeting with a dietitian, please don't hesitate to reach out. I mean, I think we're all pretty fun and friendly people. So give us a call and we'd be happy to sit down and have a discussion about your goals.
That's great, Rebecca. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really interesting.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. My guest is Rebecca DeCouvreur, registered dietitian with Rideau Community Health Services. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.